Welcome to the Peeries and Power Moves podcast with me, your host, Vianney Lee. This show is here to inspire, empower, and activate you to discover the power of your menstrual cycle and how to use your unlimited power to heal yourself on all levels of your mind, body, soul, and spirit. I know you're wondering, for what purpose? Well, I used to suffer from severe PMS and PMDD, and when I started to notice that my cycle was my superpower, everything changed. I'm a menstrual cycle alignment guide, master practitioner, and energy healer, standing fearlessly in my activated womb power, aiming to challenge and disrupt the status quo of menstruation and feminine energy. Join me weekly on this show where I'm talking about all things menstrual cycles, womb awakenings, energy healing, spirituality, human design, the subconscious mind, feminine leadership, success, sex, and spirituality. If you've been taught that productivity is how you're valued and considered worthy, if you've been disconnected from your body, intuition, and spirit, and you're ready to journey back to yourself, if you have energy draining cycle problems, feel dissatisfied with your life, business, and relationships, and want to trust your body, even if you have been able to in the past, this is your sign. You are the kind of soul that I serve with my full, open, and whole heart. I invite you to journey with me. Let's rise. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to the Peeries and Power Moves podcast with me, your host, Vianney Lee. Today on the podcast, I am re-releasing a very popular episode. This episode in particular is an ultimate guide. It's the ultimate guide to cycle syncing with food. I can't wait to take you through this episode again. If you're new to cycle syncing and you didn't know how powerful food was it with supporting your hormones, helping you have better pain-free, peaceful and productive periods, then this is the episode for you. But before we get into this episode, I just want to give you a little bit of an update on what's been happening over on my end of the world. So it recently was my birthday and I entered my 34th year into my sun cycle, and it was just such a gorgeous day. I wasn't expecting much, as I'm in my third trimester. There's a lot going on with preparation for the baby, but I actually had such a gorgeous day. I went out for lunch with one of my friends who is pregnant as well. She's actually due a few weeks after me. And then we had pregnancy massages together, and I had a lovely dinner with my husband in the evening. So there was a lot of food involved. And then on the Saturday of my birthday, or the weekend following my birthday, one of my friends threw me a lovely lunch in her garden at her gorgeous home. And yeah, it was just a really nice time for connecting and kind of resetting. And I actually want to take this opportunity to guide you to tap into this magical time that we're entering now, which we've actually entered, which is Virgo season. It's a brand new energetic upgrade and frequency. I can feel it. I know you can as well, can't you? So, ruled by Earth, Virgo season, it really guides you to a time of transition as you move from summer to autumn. Your energy starts to feel a bit clearer, a bit more purified, a bit more refined, less scattered. And this season really calls for you to create a solid ground of... It calls for you to create a solid ground as you process and you integrate everything that happened over the summer. There's probably been a lot of developments for you over this summer. Because I don't know about you, but the past 4 to 5 weeks... you know, the end of July, all of August felt pretty chaotic, and that's Leo season for you. So while it's been somewhat chaotic the past month, if you really look at it, this time has really given you time to define and to feel into who you really are in this world. The downloads, the dark spells, the difficulties, the disarray that's happened in my life has really led me to burning down my business, so to speak. If you're confused on what I'm talking about, then Did I do a podcast episode on that? I don't think I did. Oh, maybe that's coming. I sent an email out to my community explaining what I mean there. But yeah, maybe I'll do a podcast episode on that. But yeah, that disarray led me to burning down my business, to refining my offers and really recognizing who I am on this path that God has set out for me. Now that we're in this Virgo season, it's really inviting you to show up as that person and to realize your deep-rooted self-worth, just like I've realized mine. Because I know that you're ready to let go of any self-doubt, any perfectionism, you know, those patterns of perfectionism that you keep falling into, any self-criticism as you step into your full potential in this lifetime. It is really, really that time. This is what Virgo season is all about. So Virgo's energy supports you to lovingly welcome your true authentic self and to accept her with compassion, with forgiveness and with strength. Because it's not important that whether you have like Virgo as your sun sign, Virgo as your moon sign, Virgo as your rising sign, or any Virgo primarily in your chart. That's not what's important. What is important is that Virgo season helps everybody to see their power. Everybody. So you get to choose. You get to decide on. You get to decide now to be shown who you could really be if you allow yourself to step into your power. You get to choose now that it's time to find harmony between who you could become and who you are right now on this timeline. Because Virgo nudges you to wake up to the disempowering habit of comparison to your ideal self, right? As a reminder that this will never allow you to truly experience joy. If you continue to think or to compare yourself to your ideal self, to where you are right now on this timeline, it's very hard to access that innate sense of joy it's your birthright to experience, because your soul chose to be here in this physical body. And on the other hand, if you stop growing and striving to become a better version of yourself, then you'll stagnate, you'll become unhappy, you'll feel trapped or even worse. So the trick is you must find balance between accepting yourself as is right here, right now, and wanting to transmute into your higher vibrational self. The question is, how can you love yourself? How can you accept yourself right now while working to become your future self? That's the question of the season. So journal on that, hon. And yeah, we're going to get into this episode. But what I would love to do is give you a little bit of an idea of what is actually happening throughout Virgo season within Status Flow Collective. So please allow me to share you with some of the heart-led, beautiful offerings I have for you this month that's going to support and guide you to love and accept yourself as you journey to become your future self. So the first thing I want to talk about, which I'm super excited, is our circle and ceremony. So this month, I want you to save your seat at this month's new moon in Virgo circle and ceremony. Join us for a sacred evening of energy healing, meditation, journaling, and ritual. So the theme of this Virgo new moon is all about stepping into your power, as you just heard me describe in that energy reading, worthiness, and your highest, most vibrational self. You can go to the link in the show notes for more information on how to reserve your seat. I always like to say space is limited because I am a projector, and to honor my own projector energy and to be at the highest service, I do choose to cap this circle and ceremony at 20 people. So what some of our Moon Circle members are saying about this. So Stacey from Dubai says, I love taking time to really listen to my heart and what it needed. I realized the benefits of journaling and dancing to release energy. I felt the power of tapping very profoundly. So that's EFT tapping. That's one of the energy clearing practices that I woven into the last moon ceremony. That was a full moon. And she said, I finished the session feeling renewed in my desire to listen to myself and to honor myself. Now, you may be wondering, why moon circles? What has this got to do with, you know, the power of your menstrual cycle? What's this got to do with periods or energetics, Vianney? I can hear you asking that. So many of you are experiencing irregular cycles. Many of you don't have a menstrual cycle to follow, but you want to have some sort of grounding, centering, alignment practice or embodiment practice. And the moon, the lunar energetics allows you to tap into that. So each time women gather in circles with each other, the world really heals a little bit more. And you can do that by harnessing the power of the moon. So Cleona from Ireland said, a real pleasure to be part of such a beautiful, gentle, reflective time. Everyone was able to share, heal, support each other in our thoughts and speak in our truth. I've never partaken in such a loving and open circle before. Even over Zoom, I could feel my sisters encouraging me to give me the recognition that I need. So that's something that's happening this month. So that is happening on Thursday, the 9th of September, 7 p.m. British Summer Time. That's UK time, to 9 p.m. British Summer Time. Like I said, you can grab your tickets. Tickets are $33 US, and save your seat in the circle. So the other thing that I want to talk to you about is my signature program, Flow Zone Alchemy. So this is designed to help you sync with and maximize the magic of your monthly cycle. And this entire season of Virgo season, as a birthday treat from me to you, you get to enjoy 34% off enrollment of the course. So that's a saving of $400. So again, you can go to the link in the show notes to find out more about that signature online course, what the modules are, and what to expect in the program. It's a 6-month container. Go at your own pace, and there's also an opportunity to join us once every 2 weeks for a coaching call as well. So the third thing I want to talk to you about is, if you want to support an activism mission or a social cause without burning yourself out, then I really want you to check out my online course, Peer of Power Activism. So this course will help you to plan, create, and execute social change, racial justice, human rights projects using the power of your monthly cycle. So there's a lot that's happening in the world at the moment. So many reasons and opportunities for you to step into that embodied feminine leadership, that embodied feminine rising, and support a cause without burning yourself out. Gone are the days where we would have to just do, take action. What we want to do with the reason why I created this course is because I could see that so many people were burning themselves out when it came to supporting racial justice, human rights, or social change projects. And I saw that there was a better way to do that. And that is using the power of your monthly cycle. So again, enjoy 34% off enrollment this season if you enroll in Peer of Power Activism. Again, the link is in the show notes for you to learn more about that. So hope that's been super helpful. Without any further ado, we're going to get into this week's re-release. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, what is happening for the next couple of weeks is, this Virgo season, I'll be re-releasing some of the most popular Periods and Power Moves podcast episodes while we take a little break between season 3 and 4. I kicked off last week with the re-release of 5 Reasons to Pay Attention to Your Cycle. And this week, like I said, we are going to jump into the ultimate guide to cycle syncing with food. So what to expect from this episode? What you're going to learn? Let me tell you a little bit before we jump in. So you're going to get all the details about which foods support your hormones and help you sync with the energy of each phase of your cycle, because your body changes throughout the month, which is why you want to eat. What you eat should change as well, right? So using food to support your body during each phase is really going to help you to harness the power of that particular phase, work in harmony with your body, and heal those pesky PMS symptoms. So listen in as I'm going to go over each phase of your cycle, what's happening in your body, and which foods to eat to support you during that phase. You do not want to miss this episode. So some key things you're going to learn from this episode. So what the most powerful and effective medicine is for supporting your hormones. Well, duh, I kind of told you already, that's food. What to eat to create an energy surge during the first half of your cycle. The secret to getting by with less during your superwoman phase. Why it's important to eat little and often, at least once a month. Okay, this is really important as well for those of you who are maybe trying to go to the gym every week, trying to tone up, burn fat, all of that every week. And why eating comfort food is actually healing for your body. So it's a great episode. Like I said, it's one of the most popular episodes that I've done. So get stuck in. I'll see you on the other side. If you have any questions about this whatsoever, you can come and find me on Instagram at statusflow.co. Send me a DM. I love talking to you. And if you're enjoying this episode, please take a screenshot of it or leave me a review. Tag me at statusflow.co. And yeah, I'm going to stop now. Enjoy the episode. I'll see you on the other side. So one thing that I really want to make super clear and just give you an idea of all of the possibilities that can unfold and unravel for you when you start eating to sync with your cycle is you are going to see such a difference in your energy levels. This is something that I noticed straight away a few years ago when I started, you know, aligning to my cycle, really paying attention to why my menstrual cycle matters. I spoke about that in last week's episode. I really started to see a difference in my energy levels. I really started to see a difference in my physicality. Like, I started to see my skin clear up. I started to see my hair growing stronger and healthier, my nails. I was able to see such a great difference in my overall well-being and state of mind. Not only that, I felt great. People were telling me, how are you able to do the things that you do? Why do you have so much energy? And all of these things. So I really want you to think about how your life will change when you start adopting this method of eating to sync with your cycle. I want you to think about all the things that you're going to hear from friends, family, loved ones, when they notice a difference in your aura, your energetic presence, simply by eating to sync with your cycle. So let's get started. So phase one of your menstrual cycle is your follicular phase, right? So this is what we call also your inner spring. So I want to tell you what's actually happening hormonally for you here. So this is the phase of your period, and it's actually before you ovulate. So it lasts around 7 to 10 days. All your hormones are at their lowest levels here, but what's actually happening is when you finish bleeding, your hormones slowly begin to increase in concentration. And what that means is during this phase, your follicular phase, your inner spring, estrogen, which is your sex hormone, one of the sex hormones, one of these, I always call it your feel-good hormone, begins to increase. Hence why you start coming out of that period cave, coming out of that kind of insular, introverted phase that you experience when you're bleeding. So estrogen begins to increase, and alongside this is luteinizing hormone and follicular stimulating hormone. So for ease, I'm just going to say LH for luteinizing hormone and FSH for follicular stimulating hormone. So this begins to increase with estrogen as your body prepares for ovulation. And because of the rise in hormones, you have a surge of energy. So I know that when you finish your period, you suddenly start feeling a little bit more energetic, a little bit more like you're ready to dip your toe back into the world. And eventually, you may even notice an increase in your mental clarity, your sharpness, and your creativity. I notice straight away that I'm like, right, okay, so I made a plan to do this. How can I piece all of this together? You're able to make connections a lot easier. So what does this mean for how to actually eat to support your cycle during this phase? So I want you to remember this. During your inner spring, your follicular phase, phase one of your cycle, the aim here is to eat to energize, right? You want to eat to energize, to build that energy, okay? So what we're talking about here is light foods, fresh foods, vibrant foods and colourful foods. I want you to think about what that means for you. What pictures are you seeing in your head right now when I say the words light, fresh, vibrant and colourful foods? Because this will make you feel more energetic during this phase. So you really want to get a boost of probiotic rich foods as well in this phase to really support gut health by, you know, teaming well-balanced foods with probiotic rich fermented pickled vegetables, things like sauerkraut and kimchi. So inside Flow Zone Alchemy, my signature program, I have 36 cycle balancing recipes for you to get stuck in with. One of my favorite recipes that I give to you inside this module is fried rice with kimchi. And I know it sounds super simple, but it is super simple. And if you don't know what kimchi is actually, let me just explain. So kimchi is fermented, like chopped cabbage and different vegetables as well. And this really sorts out your gut. So I was saying a couple of episodes ago that your gut is your second brain, and your gut really plays an important part on your brain health. And if your brain and your ovaries talk to each other, then we need to get our gut in check. So basically, what you want to do is focus on building these foods into your diet to energize your biological systems, but also to balance out your gut health, okay? So one of the other things that you want to focus on this phase of your cycle, I know I am always talking about this, is to really veg out on plenty of vegetables, right? If you want to know an easy way to get started with eating to sync with your cycle, it's just to start with the vegetables. So we want to eat plenty of veggies during this phase, lots of lean proteins, sprouted beans, seeds, lots of nutrient dense, energy sustaining grains like buckwheat, for example, right? So that is phase one of your menstrual cycle, all of the things that you can eat. Let me know, screenshot this episode. Let me know if you're listening to this, and let me know what types of foods come to mind when you're deciding on what to eat for this phase of your cycle. So I'm going to throw in some other grains as well. So I said energy sustaining grains. So what we're talking about here is like barley and oat. Right, those are energy sustaining grains. Okay, excellent. Right, so let's move on to the next phase. So phase two is your ovulatory phase, and you can also call this your inner summer. So what's actually happening hormonally here is, you already know, this is the phase that you ovulate and it lasts around 3 to 5 days. Everybody wishes that ovulation would last a little bit longer because it is the phase of your cycle where energetically you are feeling your best, right? So while ovulation only happens on one day, we typically think of this phase of your cycle as the 2 to 4 days leading up to ovulation and the day of ovulation, okay? So this is what's happening. So there's a sharp rise and fall of that follicular stimulating hormone and estrogen and luteinizing hormone. And that's actually stimulating the follicle to then release an egg. So testosterone, which is another sex hormone, starts to begin to increase and rise and surge throughout your body in higher concentrations, because it's actually getting you to build your sexual desire, because our bodies are designed at this phase to find a mate, right? So your elevated sexual energy is like on the rise, and then it drops off around ovulation. So during those, you know, 3 to 5 days, you're then, you know, more primed for any type of sexual activity. And also not just about sex, but if you're going to relate this to, you know, home life and, you know, family life or business and career, your communication, you're more in your alpha during this phase, I would say, right? You are a boss. That's why it's sometimes called the Beyonce phase of your cycle. That's what Maisie Hill says in the book Period Power. But this is your phase where literally you can wear all of the hats, okay? So when you have all of this energy, this sexual desire, you know, this surge of testosterone, you're more in your masculine energy, so to speak, right? What you need when it comes to food. So I always say at this phase, you want to cut back on carbs, okay? So ovulatory phase in a summer is to cut back on carbs. So you don't actually need as much fuel in this phase, right? You don't actually need so much fuel. Actually, you don't need a lot in this phase. You actually can rely off less sleep and less food during this phase, right? Let me know if this sounds familiar to you. So what you want to do is choose small amounts of carbohydrates, and you want to choose lighter options of carbs such as quinoa and red lentils, okay? So what I love about this phase is just the fact that, like, I'm in my ovulation phase right now. I'm recording this at, what's the time? It's 10 to 11 on a Saturday afternoon, and I am not even hungry yet. I've had a ovulation latte using all of my amazing adaptogens, but I'm actually not hungry yet. And that is just one of the perks of your ovulation phase, because you don't need as much fuel, right? Like I always say, we're not the same day to day or week to week. So why should we eat the same foods day to day, week to week, right? Right, so for nuts and seeds, you want to opt for things like sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, tahini, almonds, pecans, and pistachios. And if you go and download that free guide when you join the waitlist for Flow Zone Alchemy, I actually have an entire cheat sheet and video for you on how to get started with seed cycling. And that's a way that you are able to regulate your hormones by swapping out certain seeds during each phase of your cycle. So go ahead and get yourself on the waitlist and get that free guide. So because of these different nuts and seeds that you want to be consuming during your ovulation phase, these not only are great things to add to your smoothies, but they're also great salad toppers, right? Or you can just eat them as a snack. So what I love doing is sprinkling my seeds on my smoothies, if I'm making a smoothie bowl, or actually grounding them and blending them into one of my ovulation smoothies. Again, I have 36 cycle balancing recipes that you can have access to inside Flow Zone Alchemy. So there's lots of options here. So because we need less fuel, right? We also, this is really, really cool, we also don't really have to eat much cooked foods. We can actually survive better off like raw veggies during this phase of our cycle. So eat lots of raw vegetables for fiber and lots of fruit, because this is really going to help your body metabolize and eliminate any excess estrogen for your next phase of your cycle. And the reason why you don't want excess estrogen in that next phase of your cycle is because it can cause PMS symptoms. So let me give you one of my favorite recipes that I love to eat during my inner summer, my ovulatory phase, and that is my grilled chicken and feta with peach salad. Oh my gosh, it's so delicious. As you can tell by what I've just said, there aren't any carbs involved there. So we're having fruit. I know that you might think, oh, feta and peach, that sounds strange, but it's so delicious with the grilled chicken. So yeah, super yummy. And that is one of the recipes that you get inside Flow Zone Alchemy with the 36 cycle balancing recipes. Okay, so let's move on to the second half of our cycles, right? So we're going to move on to phase three, and this is your luteal phase or your inner autumn. And what's actually going on with your hormones here? So this is the longest phase of your cycle. It's before your period starts. It lasts 10 to 14 days approximately. And what's actually happening is once your ovarian follicle has released its egg, it turns into this structure called your corpus luteum, which starts releasing progesterone, right? Progesterone, again, I'm going to call this just for ease, is that it's like a chill pill hormone. And It also releases, your corpus luteum also releases some estrogen. And why it's doing this is because it needs to thicken your uterine lining in case you fall pregnant, right? So if the egg isn't fertilized and you don't fall pregnant, then your corpus luteum disintegrates itself. So it starts disappearing and disintegrating itself at the end of your luteal phase, at the end of your inner autumn. And this causes a decline in progesterone and estrogen. So when you start feeling that decline in progesterone and estrogen, you start becoming more insular, right? You start turning more inwards. This is the time that you really need to prioritize yourself, because your hormones are dropping off at this phase. So it's super important that you are aware of that, right? How important is it to know that your hormones are going to be shifting during this phase? You're not going to be feeling that Beyonce energy of your last phase. So that's something for you to remember.